Okay. Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
My eyes work.
My eyes work.
So do my ears.
So do my ears.
So does my spirit.
So does my spirit.
He receives.
He receives.
The fullness.
The fullness.
Sometimes my mind.
Sometimes my mind.
Only catches a percentage.
Only catches a percentage.
My spirit.
My spirit.
Perceives it all.
Perceives it all.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to take you to 1 John, chapter 1. First John chapter 1. When John is writing, there are multiples of opinions why he wrote the way he did, etc., etc., but I think he's writing to us just to let us know how the beginning of all things is involved in our Savior. Verse 1 says, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, witness. You see, when our Savior was in the earth, he made it very clear that he was from the beginning. And John saw with his eyes. Then he says, which we have looked at and our hands have touched. So in other words, tangibly, he was aware of the Savior Jesus. This we proclaim concerning the word of life. Then he declares that he's the word of life. In other words, you're not going to have life within you without him. Oh, you have existence, but not life. Verse 2, the life appeared. We have seen it and testified to it. Testimony. And we proclaim to you the eternal life with which the Father and has appeared to us. Now. Notice it's appeared, meaning he's already gone, but he's come back. He wouldn't have called it an apparition if he was testifying about when he walked together with him in the natural. And a lot of times people think that they can't have a personal appearance from our Savior, which is a failure on many believers. They only believe that he appeared after. For people like John and Paul and James and... But really, in reality, he appears if we ask him to. If we don't ask, what are we going to get?
Nothing.
Oh. He has appeared to us. He said us because it was a group. Couldn't have been just one. Verse 3. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard so that you also may have fellowship with us. What kind of fellowship? The fellowship of having his appearance. Look at your neighbor, say he'll appear to us.
If we believe.
If we don't believe,
he'll never come.
Who's in charge? Us? Yeah. I mean, really, when you think about it, why does he leave us in charge? Huh?
So we can be raised up, mature as sons of God.
Yeah.
Because we're getting ready to overcome the world.
Correct. We're getting ready. We're being prepared. to overcome the worldly system. The worldly system is pretty sick. But the godly system that's invading is awesome, and it's huge. I got up this morning with a baffled thought pattern because I had a dream. And one thing that was outstanding in a dream is that this rug was a concern. It wasn't in this room. It was in a different room. I didn't recognize the surrounding. But the other part that was awesome is the Lord had me in Daniel chapter 2 this week and about the rock that shatters every government. And there was this huge rock. The carpet was like here, and where the altar is, there was this huge rock, I would say probably 10 feet high. And it came to kind of a point. It was rough. It was not anything attractive. It was just weird looking, if you wish. Had a lot of jagged edges, but the point came up, and it had like a shape, and then it got bigger, etc., as it went going down. This incredible storm happened. I mean, it was unbelievable. And all kinds of stuff was falling, and there were buildings that were falling, etc. And when I looked around and I thought, oh my God, we've lost our rug, it's been buried. But here was the clue. The end of the dream shows the tippity top, about maybe 6 to 8 inches max, of the top of the rock that's visible. The rest is covered in, I don't know if it's ash or volcanic, stone, or the other thing that it may be related to, it looked like when they crush up tires, you know?
Rubber crumb
or whatever it's called. And the place is full. The only thing that's left is this rock, the piece of the rock that's showing up. And I was like, Lord, what in the world are you talking about? What are you trying to show me? And so I wrote down what I could. But notice, he's the rock that appeared. In Daniel, that rock shattered all the governments of the world. And it has no end.
Amen.
And I have a sense that he was showing me that there's an attempt to cover us up. There's an attempt to make sure, and I called it in the dream, I called it a Persian rug. And I got corrected. Someone in the dream corrected me, said, it's not from Persia. That's just a cheap
duplicate.
Yeah.
Imitation,
knockoff, whatever you call it, okay? And I kind of, at first, I kind of like did like you. You know, I got a little bit insulted. If you only idea, you know, how much that cost us and how many people contributed to pay for that rug. This one wasn't around. It was just the big one. And so I don't know what it all means, but I have a sense that we are doing what is of God and the enemy wants us buried alive. He wants us buried. He wants us covered up. He wants everything about us buried. But, verse 3, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard so that you also may have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light. In him there is no darkness at all. If we claim we have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins, and the next part, and purify us from all unrighteousness. So the purifying us of all righteousness, all unrighteousness, is the part that I want to focus on. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives. There are times that you and I have experiences. And the last part of the dream that I want to open up to you is my wife and I were in that dream. One aspect was we were in a car and looking at all the devastation that had happened. Some of the buildings that had been knocked down, some of them were trying to be rebuilt, etc. And old lumber, etc., now replaced with new pieces, etc. And the next thing you know, we have a carriage that she rented out so that you could put your stuff in it. And I don't know what stuff was in it. And we were in a shopping type of building. And she purchased a couple of little tiny things. I have no clue what they were. And put them in that container. And I could give you expressions of that, but I don't think that's the important part. The next level is we got on the elevator and she pushed the button. And that was the important part. And I'm expecting floor number 5 or 6. But that elevator went, shoo! I swear to God, 20 to 30 stories high. In a matter of seconds, it was, shoo! And I thought, oh my God, this is going a lot higher than, where in the world are we going? And when we got to the top, it was an awesome store and all kinds of goodies. Oh my, he's right. It was like going to Forbes and Wallace as a child.
I do remember.
Got that top floor with all the special glassware and all the goodies. Anybody remember?
And remember on
Steiger's?
Was it Steiger's or Forbes and Wallace? They had that beautiful restaurant.
Oh,
it was Forbes and Wallace.
They both had them. They both had them. And they had awesome cream puffs.
Oh, yep.
With the chocolate on top and the ice cream inside. I didn't forget. Why? Why don't we forget some of those things? But we went up. And see, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves. And the truth is not in us. Verse 8. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just. And he'll lift us up wherever we need to take and go. If we claim, verse 10, we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word has no place in our lives. Chapter 2, verse 1. It's all one letter, remember. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense. Again, testimony. Jesus Christ, the righteous one. Verse 2, he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Blank, period, done. And not only for our sins, but also for the sins of the whole world. Why isn't the world changing? Because they don't know him. Why isn't there a change in the political system? Because they don't know him. And those who do are being persecuted. Anything new under the sun?
No.
All right. Recognize what I'm coming to give to you. The Holy Spirit is on the job. He's consistently pressing in towards the high calling. And he's looking to complete us in his image. I give it a Just pray right now. Just pray right now, because I don't know which way to go. Hasi ereshe eresoro shandereria kiki hereteria tehat. Halana hashandereria kiki hereteria kiki hat. Take a deep breath. Say, Lord Jesus. We have confessed our sins today. We've declared some of our weaknesses. And those weaknesses, Lord, don't need to remain. We've confessed. And we accept the atonement that you provided by your flesh. And the flow of your blood, washing away all our sin, plus the sins of the world, so we can lift up the world today. We lift up North Korea. We set them free, Lord. We thank you for the army of angels that can do a work, even on that president. Nothing is too big for you, Lord. We thank you for the surrounding nations that are bowing to fear, including those leaders in our nation, giving a bad report. We're looking, Lord, for your Holy Spirit to transform the world. Transform it completely. Releasing, Father, releasing them from the bondage of the lies of the sins and the sins of the fathers and the grandfathers, especially for North Korea. Nothing is too big for you, Lord. And we thank you.
To
flood them with salvation. We bind them to the Spirit of salvation. And the Holy Ghost. To do a mighty work. In that entire nation. It would be an awesome. And awesome.
And
so awesome. Of a witness of your salvation. To see those families set free. To feed the hungry. And to set the captives. Totally free. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. You are the rock. That will break open. Every government. And set them free. Giving them a choice. To accept you as Lord. And King. And to serve. The Most High God. Hallelujah. The darkness is passing away. And the true light. Is already shining. The darkness is passing away. And the true light is already shining. Thank you, Lord. Bless the food. Bless our tummies.
Bless each other.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.